Good morning. It is the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. Father's Day is this coming weekend, and I wrote this letter to my dad. There's some good spots, there's some tough spots, and without no further ado, here's a letter to my dad. Dear Dad, I'm not quite sure where I'm going to go with this letter, but I know there's a lot of things I need to say to you, but never had the chance to. I often think back with regret to our last conversation 11 years ago. You called to check in and see how I was doing. All I did was rush to get you off the phone because I had to get a few more things done before I could leave for the weekend. I wish I'd sat down somewhere at work and talked to you about whatever you were calling for. Man, what I wouldn't do to now hear your voice on the other end of the line. I'm thankful, though. I saved an old voicemail from you. Don't worry. It's not one of the many you left screaming your head off at me. I laugh thinking about how pissed I used to get you and how mad you'd be at some of the things I did. The reason why is I can still hear your mechanical mitral valve replacement. My dad had a couple of heart surgeries, and he had this little, like, fake little thing. And every time his blood pressure would rise, he'd be and it reminds me like the ticking clock in the alligator, the crocodile from Captain Hook.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he could hear that he knew it was coming by. That would be my dad if he was pissed. It'd be I can just hear it winding up. And it's okay to laugh, pork chop, if you want to hear. You're not insulting my father. The only voicemail I do have of you is you calling me after I did my first sports update live on the radio when I was part-time in Detroit. I was probably like 19 at the time. I was so excited and nervous, but hearing your voicemail made me feel so happy that I made you proud. That's all I ever wanted to do. And here's the voicemail my dad left me.
Hey, Joe. It's your dad. First shot out, you were excellent, man, I'm telling you. Awesome. I'm down at Baker's right now, and I want to know, I talked to the phone screener, asked if you can get a shout out to Baker's of Milford. if you can, Joe, that's fine. If you can't, I understand too. So if you can, give me a call and let them know, you know, what time, whatever. But, you know, you were awesome. Everybody listening, you don't need to change anything, man. You were awesome. But give me a call back, son. Bye.
Now, Dad, I didn't realize it at the time, but you were calling me from the bar. The Baker's is a bar where you hung out every day. a place you most likely felt at home. A place you spent a lot of your time and a lot of your money at. I used to be so angry at you when I was old enough after you passed away to finally realize you were a functioning alcoholic. But as the years have gone by and the more I learned about you from other people and the more I've learned about myself, the anger I have has slowly turned into understanding and, surprisingly, forgiveness. Dad, I know you grew up in a family where there was no hugging, there was no kissing, there was no affection. You had a really strict military father that would often beat your ass if you messed up or if you got out of line. You know what? Maybe that's why I can't remember a single time in my life when you ever physically hit or spanked me or my brother Bob. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm still in therapy for some of the messed up things you said to me about my weight. One day, like, for example, you said, one day I'm going to end up so big they'll have to cut me out of the house. I actually forgot about you saying that somehow until recently when I was hanging out with Bob. And he's like, do you remember some of the stuff Dad used to say? And I don't know why, but I think I blocked that out because I didn't remember it. Then I'm like, oh, my God, I do remember that. You know, Dad, I wish you could have had someone to feel comfortable to talk to like I do now with my therapist, or maybe if you had a significant other that you really felt comfortable that you could confide in, because I know that, at least I think you used alcohol a lot like a lot of people do to deal with the pain that's in their life and all the crap that it can bring. I'm sad drinking was your way of coping with things, but I now understand why you were the way you were. And, you know, the more I think about it, I'm kind of like you. I think I've coped a lot of things, a lot of problems in life, a lot of issues with food because it makes me happy and it makes me forget about the crap I don't want to think about. Now, so far, this letter, Dad, sounds like me bashing you, and that's not my intention at all. But I needed to get all this crap out so I can move on with my life and stop carrying on all this built-up baggage that I've had for years since you've passed on. I'm sure you'd agree it's time to get the stuff out. So, Dad, I forgive you for anything you said out of frustration and anger in my life. Dad, I forgive you for being in and out of my life at times. That was kind of tough. My dad sometimes would go away for a little bit, and that really sucked as a kid, having your mom and dad fight and your dad saying stuff like that he wasn't going to come back. Not getting close emotionally. I know you had a hard time showing love, and, you know, I'm sure you said you loved me sometime in my life, but I don't remember that. But that's something I think I definitely crave, and that's what I yearn for, and that's why I have a hard time letting people in, because I'm just not used to that. But you know what, though, Dad? Thanks for coming to my sporting events and spending time and money to help me improve. Thanks for taking me and Bob fishing. You know what? I think if I died right now, those are going to be some of the happiest moments of my life. It's just sitting with you in a boat, listening to some stuff on the radio, and just fishing. Those were so awesome. Thanks for taking us to play putt-putt and go on nature trail walks at Kensington Metro Park. I love feeding the birds, the finches. I remember them landing on my hand and pecking the little seeds. That was so cool. And feeding the giant carp that were there at the entrance. You know what? Thanks for being my biggest fan. You were always so excited that I got into radio. You just told all your friends, all your buddies, everybody. You were always there for me. I bet you'd listen to all of our Joe and Alex Show podcasts right now if you were alive and could figure out exactly what a podcast is and how it works. Somebody would have to help you with that. Dad, I wish you could have met my amazing wife, Lindsay. You would have been breathless like I was when I saw her walk down the aisle. She is so damn smart and beautiful. How did I end up getting so lucky to find somebody like that? I wish you could have met her loving family. You and her dad, Ken, would be great friends. You both are hard workers that love a good beer and that love to go fishing. I wish you could see how far I've come in my radio career. The things that I've got to do and accomplish, it's truly a blessing. You know, you were such a good salesman. I wish you were here to help me negotiate my radio contract because I don't know what the hell to say. Dad, I dream of starting a family one day, and I wish you'd be here to be a loving grandpa. I wish you could see how amazing Bob's doing. He's went through hell and back, battling his personal demons just like you did when you were alive, but he's come out on the other end a whole new man. He might be my younger brother, Dad, but I look up to him as a leader. I think he could have helped you a lot with your own personal demons and battles. Dad, I still have a long way to go as I work out healing and forgiving. I've been carrying this crap around for way too long, and my hope is that this is a big step in the right direction of dealing with my past and moving forward. I also hope that anybody listening right now to the Joe and Alex Show can do maybe one of two things. One, I hope maybe that they can forgive their dad of all their shortcomings, because we all have them, if they've already passed on and quit carrying around that anger and guilt and all the burdens that they might have. Or if their dad's still alive to this day right now, maybe they talked to him, but they just haven't said things they need to say, or maybe they haven't talked in years. I'm hoping that they can reach out, maybe an olive branch, and try to work on that and have some peace, and maybe, you know, spend the rest of their life together working on their relationship, no matter how far gone it might have been or might seem. Dad, I can't think of a better way to end this letter than by playing some old audio I got of you from your buddy Gary Majewski, who actually recently passed away. It's if you're Polish, you might know this too. It's called "In Heaven There Is No Beer." I mean, come on, my dad, an alcoholic, how appropriate is this?
In heaven there is no beer. That's why we drink it here. And when we're gone from here, our friends will be drinking all day.
Everybody!
Cool to hear
that.
I love that song too. That's a good one. You can tell I think they were drinking a bunch of beer because nobody was on beat there. But I think it's so interesting.
I thought it sounded good.
I think it did too. I think it's so interesting though. Like you could hear at the beginning, he's like, you know, and your MC is Jim Pesci. I'm like, it's kind of interesting. I never knew a lot about my dad, but my dad back in the day played guitar in a band. I never knew that.
That's so cool.
But I found that out after my dad died. And I just think it's kind of funny. I'm an MC getting to do the Joe and Alex Show here. I get to talk. So I apologize if that's way too long and you're like, dude, we don't care, play a song. But I really just wanted to share that, and my whole hope is that, you know, I hope he didn't cry, but I hope that somebody can reach out. Even if you got a great relationship with your dad right now, make sure you tell him. Porkchop, I don't know how often you talk to your pops, but I hope you reach out to him if you don't often, because I know you don't get to see your pops all the time, but I know, Liv, you got a good one with your dad, but just in general, mm-hmm. I think it's something that we need to do. I think of Alex, who sometimes has a tough relationship with her family. I hope that right now she's going through stuff, she can reach out to her dad and spend some time with him too, yeah. Especially this weekend.
I think it's inspiring for not only people, maybe not the great relationships with their dads, but any family members.
Yeah.
You know, just tough to reach out and not take it for granted.
All right, cool. Hey, we're the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now.